And so now I'd like to bring in my wife, Kim, because first of all, she's my best friend. Secondly, she is my investment partner. And thirdly, she is my wife. And we have gone through a heck of a lot together. We started off with nothing. I lost two companies, and the third company worked like a charm. It is Kim who has been my partner in my third company as well as my real estate investment. I would not be here today without her. So with that, I'd like to introduce my wife, Kim. So before I let Kim tell her story about investing in real estate, I just thought I'd tell a little relationship story because that's always of interest to people. So when I first met Kim, she was one of the most beautiful women I ever saw in my whole life. Then after I got to know her, I found out she was more beautiful on the inside than the outside. And the more I got to know her, I realized she had brains. So I was very happy to meet her. And when people see her, they say, well, she married me for my money. And that's absolutely not true, because when she met me, I was another down cycle of my life. And she stuck with me during some of the hardest periods of life. We had no money at times. We were homeless for about 3 weeks, living out of a little brown Toyota. And the beauty of the whole thing was that she stuck with me and had confidence, and I would not be here without her. So not only does she have beauty inside and outside, she has brains, but she had courage to stick it out. So I'm really honored to have her as my life's partner. So with that, Kim, what do you want to say about real estate?
Thank you, Robert, for that very heartfelt introduction.
It's true.
Thank you. I know you remember our first date in 1984.
Very well.
February 1984. And you asked me the question, what is it I want to do with my life? And I said, I want to build a business. I want to run my own business. And I had no role models, no mentors around me to do that. You said, I'll teach you what I know. And you began to teach me based, at that time, I didn't know, but it was based on Rich Dad's principles, how to build a business. And we became business partners shortly thereafter.
And we fell in love in the
process. And we fell in love. And then 5 years later, 1989, you said to me, it's time now we start investing. And I said, what's that? I never had investors around me. I didn't know what investing was. And you started talking about real estate investing. And I had absolutely no experience. I knew nothing about the subject, and I didn't know where to begin.